Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Everybody. I've been doing this a long time, and I know when a microphone has an on-off switch on it. I find it, and then I do some business. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is
Pop
Movies!
Coming to you once again from Good Nights Comedy Club in Raleigh, North Carolina! It's Saturday, February 18th, 2017, and I think I smell some name tags. Oh, yes, I do. I love how you just held it up briefly and put it back down. He saw it, and now he's done with it. The Force awake, Kenny. Good job. Wait, Alana Land? Alana Land? Where's Jenna LaLand? Where's she at? I just put yours on Instagram. There's another one just like it right up front. Sorry. But you didn't put my face over Ryan Gosling's face, which is sacrilege. But Jenna did it. Thank you. We dance very well together. Oh, Star Wars. There's a lot of Star Wars. You guys think Jacob Siroff's going to show up today? What's Ashley? And you changed Splash to Splashly. I like that. Haven't seen that before. Flight of the Matagator. That's good, especially if there was an actual alligator in it. Whoa, this guy's got... Here, pass that up here. Look at this shit.
I just couldn't decide. So I just made a bunch of posters.
I hope this doesn't become a trend. What's your name? Dave? Dave of the Dead. All right, Dave. That's hilarious. Bubble Dave. You guys saw him. Tim and Eric's billion-dollar Dave.
do you choose which one to flash when the people are looking at name tags? Oh, there's another Star Wars one just lit up real bright. Whose face is really big? Is that Jacob's head really big?
I'm answering back.
Yeah, yeah. You did it. You tried. But he's not here today. The entire state requested he not return. North Carolina is anti-Star Wars prequels. Oh, lots of good ones out there, and good luck to everybody. Oh, shit. Yeah, they just keep lighting up. Beth proof instead of death proof. I like it. Well, there's another La La Land over there. What'd you change it to?
La La Lane.
La La Lane?
Lang.
Lang?
Yes.
Okay. That's your last name?
Yes.
Okay. I get it. Yeah, what's up, dude? No yelling out during the show. Does that dog's purpose say a Doug's purpose on it? I like it. I like it very much. All right, you can turn your lights on. So many lit up ones. You guys know how dark it is in here, and that the guy who turns the house lights up takes a break for the whole show. Doug Plugs, Doug Loves Movies is back at UCB Franklin this Tuesday at 9:30. And I know you guys aren't in LA, but if you have a chance to get out there, if you have like a free flight or something, oh my God, it's really going to be an interesting one. Historic, I dare say. And it's not Emil Hirsch. I don't think he's ever going to come on. Monday, February 27th is the premiere of my new Comedy Central show, The High Court, at midnight after at midnight. I'm a judge now. I'm sick also. What else have I got here coming up? Oh, Tuesday, March 1st, I'm doing stand-up in Tampa at the Improv there in Florida, Tampa, Florida. And there will be a game at the end. Some of you came to the show here Thursday night, the stand-up show, and we played a massive game of Last Man Stanton, and I'll do that again in Tampa for everybody that brings name tags. And then we also got shows coming up in Portland, Oregon, Rosemont, Illinois, Boston, New York City, and for deets of all my tour dates, go to DouglasMovies.com. You guys are the best. From the corrections department, Eugene Levy is not in Mascots, and Jason Lee is in Jersey Girl. So there. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Billy Bonnell, who's been on the show before, he tweeted, "The crazy thing about life is you never find out if they survive driving off that cliff at the end of Thelma and Louise." This has been Tweet Relief, Life's a Mystery Edition. First of all, let me take a tissue to my runny nose, because that's disgusting. And then let's look at what's it. Then I'm going to touch with my disgusting hands every item that's in the prize bag. Oh, shit. Dropped my very expensive sunglasses. All right. All the prizes are in a lovely tote that I got when I went to a premiere party for the new Pete Holmes HBO show, Crashing. There's Pete on the cover of the on the front of the bag, so you get that. And then you also get a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt and a hold your applause till the end and a peacemaker pipe. And, oh, my nose is so runny. This is so annoying. Like, you guys would rather we do a show than me cancel it because I'm sick, right? Yeah. That's what I thought. I sort of felt that way about it. A guy that was on the show recently, David Deary, he makes little, he writes stories and makes little books, and he gave me one. I read it on the plane, enjoyed it very much. And then, a $25 gift card from iTunes so you could purchase premium episodes of Doug Loves Movies, or buy something else with it. I heard lemonade is very good. And a poster for the IMAX version of the Lego Batman. All of that, plus what my guests bring today. And I've got three lovely gentlemen coming to the stage. So please give a big, warm, good night's welcome to Todd Glass, Chip Chantry, and Mark Otter Wahlberg. Such a polite group. Nobody wins the Pete Holmes Award. So let's meet them individually, starting with our newbie. It's Chip Chantry, everybody.
Yes. You're not doing well.
I know. I'm already bombing.
It's good to be here, Doug. Thank you so much.
First time on the show.
Yes.
Philadelphia comedy phenom.
That's right. 215.
Opening for Todd Glass here at Good Nights all weekend long.
I am.
I used to work with Todd a lot. Isn't it terrible? Isn't it just one of the worst things?
Don't try to be funny. Tell him the truth.
Yeah. Straight up truth. Tell the truth.
He's a great man, and he threw me $50 not to say too much, but he's a great guy, and just come to the show tonight, and you'll see, and then hang out with me in the back, because I usually don't stick around for his set. I just go downstairs and have a drink while he's on, so just come hang out with me down there.
Chip is very nice. I complain about the same things 24 hours a day, and he's always so fucking nice. I go, I talked about this before. He goes, you did, but it's all right. I'm like, thank you.
Now, Chip, you know this is a podcast, and we need verbal jokes.
I know. I apologize.
We need some verbal humor. Let's say hello to him. It's Todd Glass.
Thank you. Wow. Right? Wow. For the people at home looking at Mark, we've never actually met, have we? I don't think so.
How you guys doing? You doing good?
Hang on, let's talk to Todd for a second.
Okay.
So you just triggered him. That's the first thing he has to say.
I'm doing
time.
Good.
Everywhere he goes. I've known Mark for a while now, and that's the first thing he says in any conversation. So, Todd, not only are you headlining here this weekend, you bring in like a little band to play for you.
I do.
On the side there.
And they're usually right there, and they stay set up, and we had to remove two tables. The club said no problem. So we remove these two tables, the band sets up there. But they go, for Doug's show, you got to get rid of the band. I go, oh, I guess because he's sold out. Anyway. And it's been crowded all my shows, but not the type of crowded where they can't go. Yeah.
You have room for an organ and drums.
Yeah. Yeah. Piano.
They actually had an 80-piece orchestra in the back. You can see that. It was just huge in the back.
I thought about that, doing a show, maybe a Netflix special where the whole audience is my orchestra and call it Preaching to the Choir. Maybe that would be might be something there.
Yeah, take that back to the lab and tinker with it.
Yeah.
Get it.
They set up there. And they open the show, and that way there's not, you know, you just, he comes on, he does his set, gets a blackout.
Who's seen Todd so far this weekend? Anybody? A few people? It's a great show, right? Wow. It's like they immediately wanted to take it back, that they... They clapped. But there's two more shows tonight, and I heard there's seats available.
Actually, they're sold out.
They'll throw out the band. Oh, it is sold out.
Yes, it is
okay,
sold out.
Okay, so no band tonight.
No, the band will be here. Sold out minus five people.
Yeah. That's good. All right, let's officially say hello to him. It's Mark Wahlberg.
What's up, Raleigh?
Is the nickname Otter, is that sticking? Like people calling you
Dude,
Otter?
Dude, I'm on record as saying if I had to be an animal, I'd be an otter. If you want to call me an otter, you can call me an otter.
Who doesn't watch the movie The Lobster and think to themselves, what animal would I pick to come back as?
A fucking badass otter.
And why are you in this part of the country? Are you shooting a movie around here?
I am making a fucking movie, dude. I am.
Yeah, you never stop with the movie making.
Yep. Yep.
I don't know how you find time for this.
It's about a person that shits wherever they want. It's a gender-identifying woman. Mark Ruffalo plays my understanding brother. Brian Dennehy is a congressman that changes his ways, and it's called Porta Jane.
You're filming it here.
Fuck yeah, dude. Bring it where it needs to fucking change.
I have a feeling that the people of Raleigh, or at least the ones that are in this room right now, are not the problem.
No, but the opening scene, because I'm playing the thing as her gender-identifying woman, these fucking dudes try to get me out of the bathroom, and I kill all three of them. And then I end it, and I go, change that. And then it says, Porta Jane.
Okay, don't tell us too much about it.
Fuck no, dude.
Don't give us too many spoilers.
I'm getting that fucking Oscar is what I'm doing.
Can I tell you something?
Will they nominate you for best actor or actress?
Who gives a shit? Best. They're going to nominate me for best. Also, I promise I would do this. Donnie started an Etsy store. Please, just fucking.
Can I tell you something?
Yes, please.
Well, I'm hungry, and I kept looking at this chicken strip, and I go, I bet they're not going to eat it, and then the guy just fucking took a bite out of it. I think they have some pizza. We're good.
Oh, look, he's got a mozzarella stick.
His girlfriend's like, don't give it away. I think we have pizza, man.
Do you want some of those chips over there?
No.
Todd, I'm just going to be honest. We've never met before. I'm a big fan of your comedy. I think you're a legit motherfucker who handles the stage like he should.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
You do not need those carbs. Dude, I care, dude.
No, you're,
I care.
You're actually right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Remember in Sixth Sense when Donnie was super fucking skinny?
Of course.
That's the only time he ever listened to me.
Right. Wow. You put on weight, though, and then taken it off over the years,
me?
Right?
Yeah, fucking pain and gain? I put on 87 pounds of muscle, dude.
I didn't even know. That. Oh, yeah, that's...
Each of you brought stuff for the prize bag as instructed, so let's start with Chip. What do you got for us here?
All right, I got some gummy bears right here.
That's nice.
Some Haribo gummy bears. Haribo. Yeah.
These are the gold bears, gold standard of gummy bears.
Yeah, I got a copy of my album, Across from the Adonis, right here. It's a CD, in case it's still 1995 for some of you, right there.
What does that mean, Across from the Adonis? Are you standing across the street from Mark Wahlberg?
Yes, it's exactly what it was.
Fucking just... A, dog. You get an extra one today.
Do you know how intimidating it would be to do stand-up just for Mark Wahlberg? Just having him glaring at you? Like, the whole audience is just totally... Just him standing there the whole time.
Dude, I love that idea.
Yeah.
Let's do it tonight.
Are you busy tonight, Mark?
Yeah,
can you come and stare at these guys during their show?
Yeah, you want me to buy out all the other tickets and send everybody home and just watch the show myself?
I would
love it. I'd love it.
I would have loved it last night, late show.
Fucking A, man. We'll put in a goddamn Bowflex and a treadmill and I'll just fucking work out and watch the show.
Right there.
Fuck yeah.
All
And this looks very special. This is
very special. It's a rubberized cocktail shaker right here. Somebody gave me this gift because they thought I'm way classier than I am, and I'm never going to shake a cocktail in my life. So it's from Brookstone, which means it's really fancy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you dug it out of some rubble, apparently.
I did. There was a little rubble. There was a little rubble
covered
above.
In dust.
And when I pulled that out, this fell out of the box, too. It's a hacky sack. And Raleigh seems like a hacky sack kind of town. So there it is. Boom. Perfect.
Yeah, I'm pretty good with those.
Yeah, really good.
Well, thanks for bringing all that. That's a lot of good stuff. That's a lot. Todd, can you top that?
Well, I think as long as we all do our best. All right. So I think these are three hangers. Three nice wooden hangers. I hope there's nobody here from the hotel we stay at. And then a hand towel. Toilet paper. You might figure out what hotel we're staying at.
Yeah, I know.
Nice hot chocolate chip cookie. That, I think I might take back. But I did get Skittles. Actually, I feel bad because I saw Chip in the lobby buying stuff at the thing. I'm like, huh.
I should buy some stuff, too.
Yeah, I bought some stuff, too. So I got a Kit Kat and Skittles and then, Twizzlers. So there we go. Do we put it all back in the bag? What's in the bag, bitch?
That's why, give me the cookie. Give me the cookie.
Oh, really?
You're going to eat it?
Well, I would like to. I'm starving. If you give me the chicken strip, I'll eat your chicken strips. That was my first country hit. Eat your chicken strips.
Last night we got back to the hotel real late, and Todd, we each got one of those cookies from the front desk lady, and he pretended to drop his so she would give him a second one.
Todd class.
It worked. I go, oh, I'm sorry, I dropped it. And Chip's look, she can't see because she's behind the desk. He's looking at me like, oh my God, this is the saddest thing I've ever witnessed.
And the best part was the whole thing's going down as this 100-year-old security guard is standing 2 feet away from Todd, watching the whole thing,
just shaking
his head angrily.
I didn't know that he's literally sitting. He sees her and me. He's like...
And he was thinking in his head, white people.
Yeah. So, would you care if I got a slice of pizza brought up to me? Is that rude?
No.
Someone at the staff said they had a slice of pizza. All right, let me give you that.
Wait, someone on the staff just has a slice?
No, they said... Brandy said that they had a pizza back there. She goes, do you want vegetarian or something else? I'll take the vegetarian if you don't mind. And then I'm done.
All right. Yeah, at least it's not crunchy. You can eat it pretty quietly.
No, believe me, it won't take me long. People go, slow down, you'll enjoy it more. I go, first of all, I won't. I've eaten slow and it sucks. Every time I look at Mark, it's just great.
Dude, I'm going to be honest. I love that you fucking stole a cookie.
You did? Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I mean, I wouldn't eat it, but just the fact of stealing it, it's fucking cool as shit.
Right.
You fucking tricked her.
All right, what did you bring, Mark?
I bought... it's a really good fucking movie.
You're the
look
best.
At that.
Nice. Oh, look at that.
I like the way they put in a little tin dish.
In a pie dish.
For the listener at home, Todd just got an hour's worth of working out. I'm getting fat looking at it.
This toilet paper really came in handy for my runny nose.
By the way, I did go to the gym today. I go to the gym, Mark, every
fucking
day.
Take it up, dude. You've earned it.
Oh, thank you. I do. An hour and a half. I saw somebody from the that was going to come here tonight at the gym.
I brought something that everybody probably already owns so that you can give this to somebody who doesn't live in this country. Blu-ray, The Fighter.
Oh, The Fighter.
Yeah, The Fighter.
I thought you said... I thought it was a movie about a raging inferno. I thought you said...
It is.
The fire. I like this quote on the front. Somebody said, one of the year's best films. Like, that's a real writer. The Fighter is Rocky... What? Oh, okay. The Fighter is Rocky plus The Blind Side.
What the fuck?
Yeah. At what point in The Fighter do they take in a big black guy?
That's the big... That movie right there is the biggest charity work I've ever done. Because I was like, you know what? Melissa Leo, Christian Bale, why don't you guys get fucking Oscar noms? I'm just the star of this movie. I'll stand back here. It's fine.
Hey, what's going on with my...
I need the toilet paper now for the napkin.
Oh, okay. Toilet paper. It can do anything.
Yeah, you could...
Todd, that's really the one thing all these people in front of you have extras of.
I didn't want to bother them.
Hey, you know what? You're not that great at eating fast, as it turns out.
I'm trying not to be... The way I would eat if no one was around is a different human being.
We got a runner-up prize today. I'm going to fill this bag with snotty tissues.
Don't do that. Don't do it.
Somebody's going home with it.
Doug, don't do that shit, dude. You're going to give some fucking stranger a bag full of your DNA? If it's me, they'll fucking clone it. If it's you, they're going to set you up for crimes, dude. You don't need that shit. Don't do it.
You know what they're going to say when they get it?
What's that?
DNA.
That's a good point. Do it.
I was going to offer this pizza to somebody, but when Doug just said that, I spit on it.
Oh, no.
Put it in the bag.
It is.
That's going to fucking... It's going to be murders. Who did it? We don't know, but we found a fucking piece of pizza. Who did that other murder? I don't know. There was just Kleenex all over the place.
Mark, I'm being totally serious. If you tell me I should eat that, I will. If you say don't eat it, I won't.
That's the one piece you should have eaten. It has vegetables all over it, dude. It does look good. I'll give it that.
Yeah, he ate the meaty one first. Look at him go.
For the listener at home, we're all watching the lowest version of planet Earth. This has never been seen in the wild before.
Maybe this is disgusting.
Todd Glass eating pizza on stage.
Okay, one more bite, then I'll put it away.
I'd kick that broccoli the hell off of my pizza. Fucking broccoli.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, he's good. He's good. Because I'm going to ask you some... What did you do with it?
Put it over on the side of the stage.
And then I threatened to kick it.
Well, whenever you show up anywhere, you're threatening to kick it.
Fucking A, dude.
Click the air down.
There's a question I like to ask everybody, and now that Todd's been had some food, maybe he'll be able to come up with an answer. We'll start with Chip, though. Chip Chantry, what was the last movie you saw?
Last movie I saw, I watched a documentary called The Barkley Marathons.
Ooh.
You guys know that one? It's great.
Some people love it.
Yeah.
What is it?
So it's on the Netflixes, and you can just go on, and it's this old guy from Tennessee who's like this crotchety old man in his 70s, used to be like an ultra marathon runner, and he just, for the last 20 years, he's set up this like weird 100-mile marathon through like the hills of Tennessee, and but like it's like really, like you can't find it online, it's really secretive, you have to find it, and then he only selects, what, like 40 people a year, and most people don't finish it, they do like... 5 20-mile loops through these like crazy woods. They get all beat up and they just drop out one by one. And it's like it's and they just like get lost in the woods. It's kind of, it's like the Blair Witch Project, except instead of a scary witch, it's just like a shitty old man being a dickhead the whole time. Like that's all. But he's great. He's great. So I watched that this morning and I tried to get motivated and then I went out and ran like the shittiest 2-mile run I've ever had. So I felt bad about myself.
You should have, where is it they had that underwear run today? People ran in their underwear somewhere near here. Do you guys know where? Oh, it was in Raleigh? Oh, I thought they said it was in some other place.
What's the purpose of that? Just to be silly?
Yeah, I guess so.
Todd doesn't see the humor in that at all.
I heard it's also a short run. Like, it's not even that long. It's just people that want to just run in their underwear briefly. But real nice weather for it. What, if they'd have had it 2 or 3 days ago, that wouldn't have been good. Now, Todd's still thinking about it. I gave you all that time he was talking about that movie. You could have thought of it. What was the last movie you saw, Todd?
Here's the sad part. Whatever my safe word is, I would use it right now. I'm not just saying this. What?
Donnie's the safe word on this show.
Oh, is Donnie the safe word?
Doug uses it quite frequently.
So to Donnie.
Sure.
To Donnie or just Donnie?
Usually I'm like, Donnie. Doug's more like, Donnie.
Yeah, I'm like, Donnie, Donnie, Donnie. But you guys are well behaved today. You really can't think of one?
Well, I got.
How about this? How about a movie you saw in your lifetime?
Oh. You don't have to go from one extreme to the other, although that was the easier. Well, I did wake up this morning, and I remember going, oh, fuck, because I didn't want to be like, every time I don't see a movie, and I thought, this time, I'm going to see a movie. I'm going to do it, because it doesn't look like I purposely don't see a movie. But then I was thinking, oh, the whole walk here, what did I say to you? I go, do me a favor, let's help me think of a movie I've seen. I've had to see a movie in the last 3 months. And they go, just let's get that on the walk over here. And then I said I was hungry, and we never talked about the movie again. But I did just...
Then you lectured me angrily about politics for 10 minutes.
Oh,
yeah, so... And no, we're both on the same side, too.
I didn't lecture you. I just don't leave pauses.
and he points to a blackboard on occasion.
Yeah. I'm in a podium that, like, straps to my waist. So I can walk. So I did think of a movie... That it's an older movie that I happened to see 3 days ago.
Oh, okay.
Somebody I know
That's
never.
Perfect.
Yeah, somebody I know never seen it, and it still stands up the test of time. I saw Waiting for Guffman again for the 20th time. Still funny.
That's a good one.
What?
That's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good. Fred Willard and his wife. Who plays his wife? Who?
Catherine My O'Hara.
Who?
Catherine O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara. Just, it's ridiculous.
You don't say it when somebody says his wife.
His wife.
Yeah, it doesn't.
His wife. So that was a good movie. And I really thought, God, there had to be a movie I've seen in the last 5 months, but I can't. I don't overwhelmingly, I think I've explained this before, see movies because it's hard for me to follow them. So that's why there's not that many that I've seen.
Yeah, and when you do watch a movie, it's something like Waiting for Guffman that has virtually no story. It's just about how they're waiting for Guffman.
Super Troopers, I've seen a lot. I can.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I saw your documentary.
Super High Me?
Sure, 15 times.
What?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Well, so how about
there
a little how about a little respect, you know?
Oh, that'd be fun. I love that bit you do in your act where you Mitch Hedberg jokes, but if Rodney Dangerfield told them.
I'll tell you, the other day a guy asked me if I wanted a frozen banana. I said no, but I want a regular one later, so all right, I'll tell you, don't get any better than that. You know? I'll tell you, the other day I see a sign, it said escalator broke, you know? Shouldn't it say escalator temporarily stairs? You don't want anything to get any better than that. I'll tell you, I used to do drugs, you know? I still do, but I used to too. It's all right, you know? What are you gonna do, huh? It's all right, it's all right.
So you've probably seen Caddyshack a few times.
Yeah, I've seen it a few times, but not in a while. Not in a while. Ted Knight is. You remember? Everybody remembers how funny Rodney was, but if you rewatch it, Ted Knight was pretty.
All four of those dudes: Chevy Chase, Bill Murray. It was all of them. That was the funniest thing they ever did, probably.
Yeah.
Or up there anyway. Okay, Mark Wahlberg. Seen any movies lately?
Yeah.
I mean, besides Patriot's Day and Deepwater Horizon.
Fucking A, dude. Saw them both this morning. But last movie I saw that, unlike those, is not an instant classic. But it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I saw John Wick 2. It's okay.
Chapter 2, because it's like a book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I read it.
It does have quite a few subtitles. So you do have to do some reading.
Yeah, that's like the craziest fucking subtitles I've ever seen. They do like large fonts and different colors and shit like that. But my problem with that movie is like, maybe it's just from personal experience. It doesn't take that long to kill a person. Like, they have long fights. I'm like, I should have stepped in here. So maybe I'll be in the third, if there's a third.
Yeah, he fights Common real good. I saw the movie twice, and the second time I saw it, I really focused on seeing if there's ever any stunt doubles. And Common and Keanu, they seriously just roll down a flight of stairs. And I'm sure they didn't get it in one take. Those guys are badass.
No, it's really good. I mean, it's not, obviously it's not like any movie I've made, but it's pretty good for like a lesser actor level type movie. I mean, Keanu's good, but let's be honest.
See, when I'm looking at Mark that I could think of movies like, but it's not anything you've done recently, but like.
That you love?
Well, the
Boogie Nights? Four Brothers?
Boogie Nights.
Contraband? Happening? I Heart Huckabees? Renaissance Man? Fear? What? Ted?
By the way, it's
Ted
not...
Ted 2?
Honestly, Mark, it's nothing to do with you at all because...
Broken City?
Because the movie... You haven't... I don't think you mentioned the one that I saw, which I loved, which I just... with the, where you played a football player.
Invincible?
Yes. That might have been the last movie I saw.
Really?
Well, probably not, but close.
How fucking good was it, though?
It was great.
Fucking A, dude. I'm going to say the same thing I say to everyone every single day, including Donnie. You're welcome.
All right, it's time for Bert Kreischer to turn the show off because... I'm going to say, let the games begin! You guys, this is one of the best turnouts with regards to name tags. There's someone with a My Name Is little
what
sticker.
The fuck?
That's not going to get
this is crazy. Yeah. Chip, you've never seen this either, right?
I mean, I haven't seen it. I've heard it, but I've never seen it
from
person.
This perspective.
No,
it's overwhelming. For it people really listening, is. It's overwhelming what you see in this
like,
audience.
I always assume there's like five or ten of them. Yeah. There's... hundreds out there, right? This is incredible.
Yeah, so you guys have to pick who you want to play for, and while you do that, we're going to go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Today's episode is brought to you in part by CISO. Did you know that laughing can burn up to 120 calories an hour? That means CISO's hundreds of hours of on-demand comedy are basically a gym membership. And binge-watching the debut season of the McElroy Brothers' new series, My Brother, and Me, is like training for a marathon. Who said getting in shape was hard? But seriously, with CISO, you get unlimited ad-free access to Next Day Late Night, hilarious stand-up specials, and binge-worthy classics, including 42 seasons of Saturday Night Live and the entire Monty Python catalog. CISO also has tons of great original series, like an animated fantasy role-playing game starring Dan Harmon and a fake reality show created by the geniuses behind Comedy Bang Bang and Reno 911. I know, it's Reno 911. Plus, you can access CISO anytime, anywhere on iOS, Android, Apple TV, and almost any other device. Ready for the punchline? CISO is just $3.99 per month. No joke. So what are you waiting for? Go to SEESO.com right now to sign up for 1 month free with the promo code DLM at checkout. This is the best offer CISO has going right now. 1 month of Laugh Your Ass Off comedy free just by using the promo code DLM. That's SEESO.com, promo code DLM, CISO.com, promo code DLM. Today's episode is also brought to you by HBO's new show, Crashing, starring Pete Holmes as Pete, a sheltered suburbanite who married his childhood sweetheart and dreams of making it as a stand-up comedian. But when he finds out his wife cheated on him, Pete's world unravels, plunging him into the deep end of the rough-and-tumble New York comedy scene, where he crashes on other people's couches. Oh, that's why it's called Crashing. And in the process, learning hard lessons about life and himself. Pete Holmes and Judd Apatow executive produced the show, which draws on Holmes' own experiences as a comedian, offering a behind-the-scenes look at the unpredictable world of stand-up comedy. Crashing features performances by Artie Lang, Lauren Lapkus, and George Basil, plus guest appearances by Hannibal Buress, T.J. Miller, Sarah Silverman, and more. Crashing premieres tonight at 10:30 on HBO. Or last night, if you're listening to this on Monday. Or last Sunday, if you're listening to it Tuesday or after. Back to the show!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
More about that in a minute, Todd. Chip, who you play? We're back. Who are you playing for, Chip?
I am playing for Flight of the Matagator.
Nice.
Right here. Yeah. Disney classic.
And Todd, who are you playing for?
For Splash Lee.
Let me see it. Oh, that's nice.
I'm not a good... You like that?
That's fucking good, dude.
Mark, who are you playing for?
Contera Band. You know what's funny, guys? That's my real wallet.
All right, great job.
I feel like, am I allowed to...
Wait, Matagator doesn't... Oh, there it is. I see it, yeah.
I feel like I should give the people with the purple lights on their sign like free tickets to the show tonight or something.
Oh, would you like that?
Well, yeah. Can we do that? Are we allowed to do that?
I mean, they're going
to
get donuts.
I thought you said
out.
It was tonight was sold out.
Well, you can always squeeze two people in.
Yeah, they could sit on the laps of the band. Lap band, if you will.
Nice, Doug. That was fucking gold, dude.
All right, so yeah, you can put your poster down now, Todd. Oh, okay. We'll need that later, though, of course. At the end, if you lose.
I won once, by
you
the way.
You did?
Crazy.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. okay, so the first game I would like to play today, and at the end of each game, if you win, you can reach into this box of Krispy Kremes and then either eat the donut, which would be maybe what Todd might do.
But definitely not what Mark would do.
Right. Or you could chuck the donut into the audience. It's fun. It's more fun than you think, Todd.
Do they eat? Do they get it?
Or they catch it and they eat it.
Oh, okay. They don't rip
Some people like to catch and release. But most people will, even if it's the floor, they'll still eat the donut. Yeah, people are crazy. I don't know what's wrong with them. But let's start with a round of live, die, repeat. I don't want to say I've dumbed down the games for today, but...
Thank God.
Todd, Chip, Mark,
yep.
I'm going to say the title of a movie. First person who repeats it back correctly wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark's a real competitor.
Yeah, he looks like he's going to sprint a marathon.
He's a crouching tiger, shitting dragon.
The great thing about doing this stance right now, one, if you're listening and you didn't come to the show, that's on you. Two, even if I don't get it right, the audience still fucking wins.
Where's the guy who somebody wrote on Twitter today that they used Craigslist to get a ticket and they got one? Where's that person at? Are you here?
Where you at, dude?
That guy went to all that trouble to get a ticket and then didn't show up? Maybe it was a fake. Maybe somebody sold a fake ticket on Craigslist and he didn't get
it. He's locked in somebody's basement right now. That's definitely happening.
Fucking take your life in your hand with Craigslist, dude.
I don't have any tickets, but I've got some lotion.
All right, you guys ready?
We just repeated back.
Yeah.
Thanks for the clarification, Todd.
You ready?
And just for everybody at home, I'm sorry, like, nobody would ever look good in that pose except for Mark Wahlberg. He's the only person who makes it work. He is the only person to pull that off.
He's the world's sexiest squatter.
Fucking A. I should make that movie. The Mike Piazza story.
You know he owns a Honda dealership in Pottstown, Pennsylvania?
Who does?
Mike Piazza.
Holy shit, let's play this game.
Here we go. Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump!
Is there a winner? How would you?
I think Mark thinks he won.
I know.
Knows.
That seemed pretty tight. Let's do another one. It's a mad, mad,
it's
mad.
It's a mad, 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 mad.
One-handed.
One-arm push-ups from Mark.
One-arm push-ups.
One-arm push-ups from Wahlberg. Five of them.
54 of them.
I meant 54.
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
City Slickers.
City Slickers.
City Slickers. City Slickers. City Slickers. City Slickers.
Waiting for government.
Waiting for government.
Now I'm back in. Do one more.
Oh, man. Okay. La La Land.
La La Land!
Hacksaw Ridge.
Hacksaw Ridge.
Fences.
Blah, 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 blah.
Ah, shut up, I tried.
I think Todd got that one.
You guys aren't even using consonants.
All right, so I'm going to declare Todd the winner of that game.
You don't have to.
What do you want to do with your donut?
Oh, do I get a donut?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take the win. Do I go over and get it? I guess.
Yeah, they're right there.
Okay. Squat down like Wahlberg does.
How did you do it?
You like this, bro. Look good, feel good. Kick your left arm out. Out, that's in. Kick your left arm out.
My right and my left.
exhausting.
Yeah, just take one out of there, Todd.
What?
Wow.
By the way, real quick, I'll make this quick, Doug. If you get these, the kind that there's cream in or jelly, and you bring them home, and I take a plastic, you know, a baggie, unzip it, put some ice cream in it, and then bite the top off of it, and then squeeze it into a donut. You get ice cream in a donut. It's fucking crazy good.
That is the most disgusting thing.
Have you ever had ice cream cake?
No, I've had avocado ice cream.
I guess that's healthy, but ice cream cake is good, but the cake part isn't
ice
delicious.
Ice cream and cake and ice cream and cake and ice cream and cake and ice cream and cake. Remember that ad?
Okay. Oh, can I tell one quick... Well, I was at a comedy club once, and we were talking about Krispy Kreme donuts, and I said, I'd rather not have one. Three, I at least need three or it's not worth it. So they go, how many would you eat? So the owner of the club brought, like, just in at night. I go, I'm not going to eat them until I'm stuffed and nauseous. I have no desire to do that. But till I'm done. Like, I feel, okay, I've had enough Krispy Kremes. 11.
All right. I'm
going to
throw it.
I'm using a tissue so I don't touch the donut.
Oh, should I do the same thing?
No, you're not sick.
I'm going to throw it to the crowd.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You guys, hold on. First off, for the listener at home, Todd is the first person to throw a donut into a crowd and miss.
I've never even noticed that clock up there.
I know.
Oh my God.
There's a clock up there.
That's a great place for a clock. I've never noticed that.
All week, I'm wondering what time it is when I'm on stage. Can I throw another one out?
Yeah. Who wants this one?
There it is.
There you go. All right, no more throwing until somebody else wins a game. Some of the listeners aren't into the donut throwing part. But the live crowd loves it.
They
eat it up.
These aren't the type you put ice cream in. I'm sure you knew it, but just in case.
I bet if you really wanted to, you could put the ice cream in there.
You could fill it. You could take a scoop and put it on top of it.
Yeah,
you can do
you
anything
go.
You want.
Yeah, you can put a little
except
scoop.
Throw it in the audience.
Yeah. Well, I threw it so high it hit the light rack and then it came down on somebody's head or something. We're back on the stage. It landed back. Oh, these are boomerang donuts.
Fresh from Australia. Let's play ABCD's Nuts. Now, this is a spelling game, Todd. Don't look so sad. It's pretty easy spelling. I'll tell you what letter you're on when it's your turn. We're going to spell, just keep the theme rolling, we're going to spell Forrest Gump. And the first letter is F. So Todd, all you got to do...
I know this.
...is name any movie that begins with the letter F. And then Mark will be O, and then Chip will be R... There is a movie called that, and congratulations. But if you match the movie that I've written down, which is not Fandango.
Oh, well, you should have told me. I shouldn't interrupt it, is what I should
have
done.
But you also, the odds of you saying the movie I wrote down ahead of time are very slim, especially since you're first. What I wrote down was Freddy Got Fingered. Yeah. Okay, Mark, the next letter in Forrest Gump is, of course, O. So name any movie that begins with O.
Oscar.
Yeah, starring Sylvester Stallone.
Yep.
Very good.
The dude from Tango and Cash.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were just going to have to spell Forrest Gump, but...
Do you want to give it a shot?
No, this is harder, but it looks not as bad that I can't do it.
F- for Mark, I went with Of Mice and Men.
Yeah. All right.
Tell me about the rabbits, Lenny. R is the next letter for Chip.
I'll go with Rushmore.
Oh, that's a good one. Classic. I went with another classic, Rain Man. Rain Man, yeah. Yeah, Rain Man. Todd, you get, there's another R in Forest.
Okay.
So you get the second R. I guess you could say Rain Man again if you wanted to.
Maybe I should. Oh,
whatever.
Give me 10 seconds.
Rushmore.
Rushmore?
Rushmore R.
Rural juror.
Road.
Is there a movie with the word road in it, I think? Road.
I bet there is.
What's wrong with me?
I'm not in the chipmunks in the road chip.
Yep.
Did I get it?
No.
Oh. Now I know I didn't get it. Give me 5 seconds. Hold on. Let me.
Zanzibar.
No, you're helping. I don't want help.
Road to.
Hold on.
Roadies.
Run. Roadrunner. Maybe they did a movie. I don't
know. No. Ooh, how about Rocky? Rocky
oh, yeah.
2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4.
Jump in here, dude.
Jump in, say what Rocky.
Rocky 4.
Rocky 4.
There you go.
Thank you.
I went with a movie called Radio. Radio. Mark, your next letter is E.
The word the counts as part of the title in this game,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Man. I know what you're doing here, but I can't think of one that fits.
Just didn't want you to see a potential answer. So I took the guy's name tags while he's in the bathroom. I assume that's where he went. He didn't, like, go home sad, did he? Fuck this shit.
I mean, the kid did seem weird. Ender's Game?
No, I went with extremely loud and incredibly close.
Damn it.
But he changed it to extremely loud and incredibly David.
Yeah,
it was E.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The Exorcist, though, Todd. That begins with T.
Well, you can put a the ahead of anything.
Yeah, that's actually
like,
true.
Yeah, like the Rocky IV.
Oh, no, you... Yeah, you can.
Where are we? What's happening?
I did
it's on Chip, and it's S.
Saturday Night Fever.
That's a good one. I said Sling Blade. Todd. T.
I'm going to try to think the way you would think, so give me
okay.
a second.
All right.
T, can you say in the question?
What?
T. Everybody else? Okay, T, hold on. Let me not concentrate. Let me just maybe get
David, your movie was the answer just now. The first one on top, the extremely close and incredibly loud. What are you flipping through those to find another? Try to give him another clue?
Terrestrial?
He flipped. Just say what it says on his name tag.
Tim and Eric. Is that a movie?
Tim and Eric.
Shit, sorry. I keep turning my mic off.
Read the whole thing.
Tim and Eric.
Eric's.
$1 million movie.
Billion dollar movie.
Thank you, Chip, for helping me. God bless Chip. Chip, you can tell he was a teacher before he did stand-up because he's like feeding me. And that's the way most of my teachers got me through school. So, Tim, what didn't I say it?
Yeah, you did it.
Well, how come you don't look impressed?
Great job. I went with Tiptoes, but also I would have accepted the other sister.
Son of a bitch.
By the way, we used to show horrible movies, me and a friend of mine, and we'd bring people in. Those were the first two movies we watched, were The Other Sister and Tiptoes.
Both classics of awfulness.
Yes.
All right, so back to you there, Mark G.
I I can't think of one that fits into this category.
I have one for this.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's just random movies. Don't try so hard to win all the time. All
right, fine. Go on with the wind.
Yeah, there you go. I went with Geely. You are next, Todd.
Okay.
Can you think of a movie that begins with U?
U?
U. The letter U. Not the word U.
Wow. Is it, can I ask a serious question and then I give me... Is anybody else, like, with this one having as much trouble as me, like, for everyone? Or do you all... I figured. You, is it? You?
I mean, there is more pressure when you're up here, but this is a pretty simple game.
You, but it's not the...
Think of a word, like you did with Road earlier. Yeah, think of a word that it starts with U.
Well, it's the letter U, like, right? It's not the word U.
Oh, I meant the letter U. Under would be a word that...
I know, I mean,
so there's
that
lots
helps.
Of movies that begin with the word under.
It should, that's literally half a title of a movie.
Under... Under Siege.
Yeah. Yay!
Thank you. I'll take it.
I had a hard time. I couldn't find a U that fit what I was doing here, so I went with Yuli's Gold. Because that guy's a little weird that he has a bunch of bees. Mark, next letter is, of course, M.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch, the movie.
I know your P. I know what it is. Oh,
that's awful that it didn't work out that you got to do P.
So for M, I will go.
It's on Chip.
When Chip gets it wrong, can I guess it before you say what it is?
Okay.
Let's see. For M, I will go with.
Oh.
Man, did Matlock make a movie? Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium.
Oh! Like, if his name started with V, do you think he would have opened a sex shop? I went with...
Yeah, I think he would.
I went with My Left Foot.
Damn it.
And that leaves Chip to try to finish...
You can do
bring
this,
it
dude.
Home.
Chip.
The letter P.
You can do this.
Okay. Thank you. That makes me feel better, Mark.
And much like Donnie, if you don't do it, I'm here to support it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
I'm blanking too now. Okay. People Under the Stairs?
I think it's the people under the stairs, but I'll take it.
Okay. All right.
I'll take it.
Can I go now?
And now Mark wants to try.
Punch Drunk Love.
No, that's not... That kind of fits. I don't know.
Kind of fits.
I mean, he was just weird, right?
Like
he wasn't mentally ill.
Oh, I
wait, what do you got?
Psycho?
That's a good one.
People versus Larry Flint?
All right, stop it.
Okay. Punchline, the movie.
No, Todd, that's one. Every single one of these movies has like a crazy or mentally disabled person in it as a character.
Purple
that,
Rain.
That was the theme I was going with.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
I know that's...
It's a secret.
Not that it would have helped.
It's something...
Thank God I didn't know that. I would have been more nervous. Look at me. I'm sweating from that game.
Dude, I'm going to be honest. However you get it in, get it in. You're burning calories, bro. That's all that matters.
Oh, and also, so I don't get to offend anybody, physically handicapped people as well.
Sure.
Yeah. All qualify for what they talk about in Tropic Thunder, where an actor really commits and it either works or it doesn't. And for the letter P, I went with Pumpkin, starring Christina Ricci. Yeah. It's a tough one.
It was a tough one.
Yeah. But... that means Todd gets to go first again in the next game.
What did I do? I won?
No, you didn't win, but you're the closest thing to a winner. Because I decided when you guys tied in the first game that you were the winner.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Use your microphone voice.
I know, I'm sorry. Testing 1, 2. What do I do now?
We're going to play Last Man Stanton. But with a, oh yeah, do you want to throw a donut?
Oh yeah.
Aim for the clock. It was gentle.
Somebody, usually people hold up name tags for you to try to hit. Like, where's a big name tag that, you're too close. You want all the donuts, don't you?
Oh, I like that one over there. Is that like something about Mary over there? Is that what that is? Oh, Say It Isn't So. Oh, wow. I guess the wrong Farrelly Brothers movie. All right. I'm going to try to hit that one.
What's that say? That sign says Subaru. Wow. Trying to get a free Subaru.
I wouldn't eat this donut if I were you.
Dude, you like broke the sign and his lights turned off? That was like the end of a natural.
Yeah. Holy shit, Doug. That was a right center.
Yeah.
I love
Meanwhile,
doing that.
Todd threw it like the kid at the end of The Rookie. Him and his mom just floating it. Rookie of the year, that's what that is.
I don't catch things. You know, like people, when they throw the keys and someone else catches them, at a very young age, my friend went to throw me something. I'm like, oh, I don't, I'll just come and get it. I'll come and get it.
Here's the twist for today's Last Man Stanton. Matt and Tara and Ashley, please come up to the stage.
Doug, if it's
make
the girl...
Make a little room, you guys, because you each have a teammate for this last game. Someone to help you. Just make enough room so that someone can stand in between each of you. Or Marcus is being a gentleman and letting her sit down. Tara gets a seat.
How you doing?
Good, man. Good to see you again.
Yeah, when you talk to them, Todd, when you ask them things, make sure that you let them speak into the microphone.
Of course.
There she is.
What's up?
Or wait, why don't you...
Oh, shit.
There
we go.
Oh, that's good.
There we go.
Oh, wow.
Listen. Well, now that they did it, I have to do it. Jesus. You can sit. If you want.
Okay, first of all, Todd, I don't stand behind anybody. I also don't stand not in the light, so this has to...
Hey, you just... Matt just took it upon himself to toss a donut. Did you throw it to a friend of yours?
Yeah.
Okay, sneaky. Sneaky pool. Let's talk to these folks that are up here for a quick second. Matt, what do you do for a living? And do you like having a bunch of dicks in your face?
I work at a record store.
Oh, those are a thing?
What's the name of your record store?
School Kids Records.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, when you go back to the owner, tell him to thank me, because you wouldn't have fucking mentioned it.
Yeah, that guy should give you a raise, Todd. All right, Todd, let interview your helper there, your partner.
What is your name again?
Ashley.
Ashley, and what do you do for a living?
I'm a wedding photographer.
Oh, cool. Can I give you a little trick? Whenever you take pictures, get up on a little stepping stool. That way everyone will put their heads up and everyone will like the picture. So no. What is your favorite color?
Blue.
Blue?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Right.
All right, so now Mark has to ask Tara 3 questions.
How you doing, girl?
I'm doing good.
Fucking A, you are. So what's up? You live around here?
Charlotte, so ish, kind of.
Sorry, I'm cool with ish. I'm cool with ish. You single?
I can be.
I think we're good, Doug. We're good. That's a show.
Mark found somebody to eat his hotel cookie.
It would have gone to waste.
All right, you guys. So we're going to play Last Man Stanton. We're going to start with Todd and Ashley are going to go first. And on each one of these, you guys can confer with your partner there, but try not to be too loud about that because you don't want to give away answers for the future. And the way this works, Todd, is we're going to get the name of an actor or actress and then just take turns naming movies that that person has done. And I like to play along on this one, so I'll play two. And and the first person who... the person who lasts the longest wins. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I think, Ashley, you feel confident?
He dragged me here. I really
feel. Oh, no.
Oh, man. Oh,
the guy with six name tags who would be great at this game is just sitting it out.
I think I need help. we'll be good together.
The idea was to get you some help, but it might be backfiring.
We'll be fine. I feel comfortable. We're both not good at it. We'll try our hardest. Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah. All right, so there's several people tweeted me, so thank you for doing that, saying they have great names for this particular game. And I just, have to just pick one that jumps out at me. Where's Pat Clark 27? There you are. If your name sucks, I got a backup. Where's Nerd Bullet? Over there? All right. We might come to you, Nerd Bullet, if Pat Clark lets us down. Why Pat Clark 27? Are you 27 years old?
No.
No. Okay.
Was that the number you wore in high school football?
Hockey.
Told you.
All right, what's your, what do you got for us there?
Tilda Swinton.
Okay, Nerd Bullet. I mean, Todd doesn't even know who Tilda Swinton is, dude. Okay, that's a little better. Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas. I have one, I think.
Yeah, there you go. Don't say it yet. Don't say it yet. Confer with your...
Wall Street.
All right. We are off and running. With Wall Street.
Do we do another one?
When it gets back to you, you'll have to, yes. Oh. It's an elimination game. We're going to go this way now. Chip, you're next. So what do you and Matt want to go with? The great Michael Douglas. Good.
We're going to go with Romancing the Stone.
Okay. As long as that cat's out of the bag, I'm going to go with Jewel of the Nile. Mark, what are you in? Is it Tara or is it my
It's Contra right? Terra band.
Tara. Okay, we were saying it right all along. That's
yes.
Good. Okay, what do you guys think? Mark's got it.
Wall Street.
Wait, that was the first one.
Oh, fuck. I was sorry, I was over here getting to know a girl. We're going to go with The Game.
The Game. Okay, now we're back to you, Todd.
The Ghost in the Darkness? Was that one? That's what she said. I thought she was right, so I acted like I said it. But
yeah, I believe Val Kilmer's in that, and they're hunters.
There you go. Ashley?
There's some sort of lion ghost or something. I don't know.
How come the audience didn't seem like it was right?
No, that's right. Yeah. Good. Yeah, you're not going to get applause for everything you say.
I know,
All right, Chip and Matt.
Go in yours. Go.
What are they going to come up with?
Falling down.
Oh, my.
Doug, just so you know, Todd's asking my person.
Well,
Todd, she, leave Tara alone.
Although she seems as sweet as could be, she wasn't very nice about it at all. It's like
Dean
a person
Wahlberg.
In school that won't let you copy off of them. Like, why? What are you going to benefit by not letting me copy?
And that's how Todd became valedictorian.
Cheaters never win, but they graduate.
Thank you.
Fucking A, dude.
Wait, whose turn is it?
We just went with Falling Down.
Oh, yeah. I heard somebody say it. I thought it was somebody else. Like somebody was trying to help you. Falling Down. Did you ever see that movie, Todd?
What?
Falling Down.
Did you ever see the movie Falling Down?
No. I mean, a lot of movies I say I haven't seen, and then if you showed it to me, I might be like, yeah, I saw it.
Michael Douglas plays a guy who just loses his mind. And
oh, yeah. He goes
out on the pier.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to keep checking in with Todd to see if he knows the movie once I tell him about it.
Is that the one where he has a job and he gets mad at people and he goes ballistic?
Yeah.
He couldn't really have a movie like that today, right? Because it's happening in real life, right? No?
I guess you could still have that movie. Robert Duvall is still with us. All right, I'm going to go with... How about... what was that one he was just in? Ant-Man! Which I had fun when I bought my ticket. I said, I'd like one for Ant-Man, please.
Two questions for you. Based off the first question, I may not have a second one.
Okay.
Does Behind the Candelabra count as a movie?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I've been debating that with people on the internet.
It's an HBO movie.
It's an HBO movie, but it is feature length.
Yes.
And it was, HBO's just where it landed, where it first showed. It was, of course, directed by Steven Soderbergh. And it won an Oscar? That is the dumbest thing. Didn't win any Oscars, but
it won something.
I will accept it.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I got one.
Who was that movie about, Todd, Behind the Candelabra?
We just made a joke about it last night. Liberace.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's about Matt Damon.
Yes, he is in it as well. Stop yelling stuff out.
Is it our turn?
I think so.
Okay, Fatal Attraction.
Yeah, classic.
And I didn't cheat. I just remembered the name had to do with what somebody did, so I was just trying to think.
Okay. Oh, what was that one? Oh, yeah, I remember. What do you got, Chip and Matt?
We're going to go with An American President.
Yeah.
Oh.
Boy, he'd be a good president right now. I heard that's how it worked. I heard he's third in line. Something happens to Trump and Pence. President Michael Douglas. How you guys doing?
That's to you.
It's Chip and Matt, right?
We just
What'd you say?
The American president.
Oh,
American
okay.
President. We'll say an American president.
Okay, I'm going to go with A Night at McCool's. Right? No? Is it The Night at McCool's? It's just Night at McCool's?
One night.
It is one night.
One.
All right, I'm out. I'm out. Just drop the mic and leave. Marky, Mark, just Mark.
Come on, dude.
Sorry.
Had a really great show so far. You know what, though? I'm giving you two today, so that's one of them.
Wait, you get, okay.
Tara.
I thought I had one on account and that was it, but that's okay.
You got this, girl?
I got it.
All right.
Basic instinct?
Yeah! Why the fuck was I fucking around with Knight at McCool's? Basic Instinct, such a simple title. Classic movie, especially if you like vagina. Todd?
I'll let Ashley take a stab at this.
Okay, stab it, Ashley.
Was he an anniversary party?
Anniversary party, she said.
The anniversary party? Michael Douglas?
I don't know.
I know. Sorry. A lot of people were in that.
Yeah.
Karen Kilgariff was in that. Mary Lynn Rice Cub. But I don't remember Michael Douglas.
That was good. That was really
good.
Yeah,
so I think, yeah, well, Todd's showing off his mic technique. I think it's time to say goodbye to Ashley.
Oh, really? Oh.
She's eliminated. You could stay, though, Todd.
Good job, Ashley.
Does that mean I'm out too?
No, yeah, you're out. You know what Basic Instinct is?
Basic Instinct. I know it was a movie, and I think it was. I don't remember.
It's the one where Sharon Stone shows her.
He's a detective, and Michael. Who are we talking about?
This is amazing.
Michael Douglas.
And there's she kills people with ice pick.
No, I remember the gist of the movie. I remember she showed her vagina.
Whoa! Let's watch the language.
Yeah, there's no reason to talk like that. I mean, no reason to talk at all.
Would it be rude if I asked you to say the word vagina?
Vagina.
No. Was that who you were asking?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do it. You want me to say it?
Oh, no. He's going to work up to it.
Look good, feel good. Vagina?
Did it really well.
Look at Mark being a good sport.
That's the shortest monologue from the vagina monologues.
The answer is always yes.
It's a tight monologue. I'm so happy this wall is here to hold me up. Where are we at? Chip and Matt?
All right, Matt, go ahead.
What do you got?
I'm all out, but Jade?
Jade, no, that was David Caruso.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Same, yeah. What are you going to do? Right. They both take place in San Francisco and have murders in them. But you did a great job, Matt. Let's hear it for Matt. Do you have one more, Tara and Mark, just to rub it in?
You know what, Doug? I'm going to be honest with you right now. I feel bad saying it. We got two more.
Oh.
Well, no wonder she didn't want to give me one.
Wall Street, money never sleeps.
Yeah, it doesn't.
The Wonder Boys.
Oh, okay.
Tara, you're welcome.
I should have said it earlier, but I thought of the China Syndrome. Yeah. And here's a really interesting thing. Look at the fucking clock. Look what time is on that clock.
5:20.
Yeah, it's way off.
It's way off.
It's way off.
Yeah.
So we're all excited there's a clock up there, and it's not even keeping correct time.
In the clock's defense, somebody threw a donut at it about a half hour ago. So.
Oh, no.
And it's gained 4 pounds since. That's why it's moving slower.
Yeah, time really slows down when you eat too many donuts. Okay, so you said the two that you had?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Congratulations to Tara.
Fucking A, dude.
Come get your rubberized cocktail shaker.
You can use that for anything.
And there's everything else. There you go.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah. If I were you, I'd take. Oh, Mark.
Wow.
That's enough, Mark.
Mark.
Don't.
There you go.
Your life just changed.
You hugged her so much.
The guy yelled out, "What did we miss?" Like he's dying to yell out some answer. What Michael Douglas movies did we miss?
War of the Roses.
Ghosts of Girlfriends Past. He's in that. War of the Roses. That's a good one. Disclosure with Demi Moore. What? A Perfect Murder.
Oh, A Vicious End. I forgot about A Vicious End.
What?
A Vicious End.
That's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
It sounds good. It sounds really good.
I made it up.
Sequel to A Perfect Murder. Vicious End. All right. We did it.
Wow.
Can you pass me those two name tags there so I can do the old shitheads at the end? Tara's I don't need because she won everything. Let me see it, though, just out of curiosity. What'd she write on there?
She has nice handwriting, or he...
Yeah, she really does. What? She was just standing next to you.
I don't know who gave this.
The girl who was just standing next to you.
I know now, but I didn't know then. But I was saying the nice hand. Yeah. Look at that handwriting.
It is nice, yeah. Yeah, and the executive branch is a... I shouldn't have said that. Chip, what do you got coming up? What do you got to plug? Plug yourself.
Just follow me on Twitter, at Chip Chantry, and I'd be very happy. That would be wonderful.
Oh, that's... Yeah. That, wow.
Yeah. Thank you.
Is there a spot in Philly where you show up on the regular? Like, people could come check you out?
Yeah, I'm at Helium a lot, so you come Helium...
Oh, well, you know what they say about Helium.
What's it? Yeah. It's a gas. It's a gas.
Helium, it's a gas.
It's funny. Where's that Angry Birds poster? Is that anywhere close to the stage? Can you get it to me? Can you get that poster to me?
Oh, shoot.
I saw this one on the internet, and I was very entertained by it. If it can be passed forward.
Hey, Doug, I understand if we don't have time, but was Tara supposed to get to throw a donut?
Oh, not really.
Okay, cool. I tried, girl.
But look at Todd on the Angry Birds poster.
Wow. I look good.
They got Jeff Tate on there and Guy Obelum.
That's great.
Me and, and then the little orange bird is Donald Trump. Yeah. And she changed it to the Angie Birds movie. So, Angie, great job. Sorry I didn't get chosen, but yeah, that is a good one. We have confirmation from a random audience member. And I think he posted that on Twitter or Instagram or something, so I'll try to retweet that one so people can see it, because it's a really good one. What do you got to plug, Todd? What's coming up for you?
Well, I have a new hour special coming out on Netflix, and then I'm shooting it. No, I already shot it. I think that's... and I'm on your show, playing the bailiff on like 3 episodes.
Oh, that's right. Todd's on the High Court. And
and by the way, controlling those people is very hard. I really tried. They start fighting against each other. It's very difficult.
Yeah, when the litigants yell at each other, Todd becomes a pretty flower. And he doesn't want to mix it up with them. One of the cases was all about one guy punching another guy, and Todd was like, the guy who punched the other guy is wrong. That's all. Spoiler, you guys. But on the show, we have different guest bailiffs, and we go into the deliberation room after hearing the litigants, and then we rip some bong rips and discuss the case, and then hopefully make a good decision.
Hey, Doug, I'm going to be honest with you. I probably should have told you this in private. I would love to do your show, and you've asked repeatedly, but I can't play a cop one more time. I'm really sorry.
No, I understand. You don't want to get stuck playing cops all the rest of your life.
Right. Jesus Christ.
And what's your next feature film there, Mark?
Transformers Super Great Last Night or something like that. It's got the old dude from Westworld who used to eat people in it. And it's going to be fucking badass, guys. My hair
Anthony
is longer.
Anthony Hopkins is in the new Transformers?
Yeah, dude.
All right.
Yeah. I didn't want to spoiler alert it when we did that show in Austin, but then people found out, so fuck it. And then other than that, I'm going to be part of a quick little, I'm dropping in to do like a comedy bit thing February 23rd at UCB. And that's at UCB Franklin. That's at 9:30. So if people like themselves, they should come see me in person. And other than that, we just started working on Daddy's Home too.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was going to happen.
Yeah, Daddy's Home too. I mean, Will Ferrell just feels like he's funny when I'm around. So I told him I'll keep doing movies with him.
That's so sweet of you.
I try to help, dude.
All right. Thanks again to all the people that made such amazing name tags.
Oh, yeah.
And just for being here and selling out this show. I always appreciate it. And one more time for all my guests, Chip Chantry, Todd Glass, and Mark Otter Wahlberg. Yeah, you can just set it down on the stage, though. They'll come grab it. They'll come grab their name tag back. as always... What does this say? Oh, the third. Okay, got it. I just didn't understand what that number was about, Ashley. Well, this is going to be kind of redundant, but as usual, the 39% that still approve of our current president are a shithead.
Now it's time for.
You know, it wasn't a bad call to start the music because Donald Trump is a shit.
Thanks again to HBO's new show, Crashing, for sponsoring us today. Crashing stars Pete Holmes, our good buddy Pete Holmes, as Pete. And this is a different Pete than you know from Doug Loves Movies. He's a sheltered suburbanite who married his childhood sweetheart and dreams of making it as a stand-up comedian. But when he finds out his wife cheated on him, Pete's world unravels, plunging him into the deep end of the rough-and-tumble New York comedy scene, where he crashes on other people's couches and in the process learns hard lessons about life and himself. Crashing premieres tonight at 10:30 on HBO.
Another talkie, eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Have you ever wondered how to say good morning in Italian? Or what is goodbye in French? You can ask Alexa. Just say, what is happy birthday in German? Or, how do you say hello in Japanese? Do you want to know how to say I love you in Spanish? Ask Alexa and start learning a new language today.